Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. It is a Friday, and what do we do on Friday? We talk to Jeff Pitts. We got hyper-local stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend. How are things over at City View Magazine?
Things are good.
Good.
Things are good.
Good. No crunch time, no rewriting of stories, no... Where are you in the old publication calendar right now?
Yeah, we're coming up on... we're the week before the week.
Uh-oh.
So this is like the...
This is the skate week.
Calm before the storm, yeah. This is where the bulk of the work gets done, but you're not really like, you know...
Smashed.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, pulling your hair out and doing what you gotta do. We're putting it together. I'm putting together the summer sports Central Iowa summer sports story for next
month. Nice.
It'll be good. You know, we got the Menace, we got the Cubs, and we got the Barnstormers all gearing up for May home games.
You know, I've got a guy that you might want to talk to at some point. His name is Peter Tarpe, and he has Central Iowa Sports Network.
Oh, yeah. I've run across that before. I think you might have mentioned that before.
Yeah. It's all online, and they've got a very professional crew. And, you know, they televise wrestling, cross country, track meets, football, basketball, all kinds of things for schools in Central Iowa. And, I mean, they've been doing it now 5 years, 6 years maybe. And
is it primarily high school sports?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of a neat thing where people who, let's say you're a Dowling grad and, you know, you've moved to California. Well, you want to kind of peek in and see what the football team's doing. Well, how are you going to do that? But they offer this stuff online and, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to join. And, yeah, you can watch the game and you've got professional commentators. And it's really, it's very professional. I mean, Peter's done a nice job with that. So there you go. As we, whatever I can do, you know?
It might be interesting.
Yeah, it might be. All right, so what's going on?
Central Iowa Sports.
Iowa Sports Network.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
Crash, boom, bang.
All right, I like it.
Monster Jam.
What?
Monster Jam. We have a Monster Jam going on.
Is that like trucks?
At the Iowa Event Center. That's right, the big rigs. You know, the monster trucks. Not really the big rigs like the semi-trucks, but the, what do you call them? The
Yeah, I know, yeah. Monster trucks.
I got Megalodon.
It. Who?
The Gravedigger.
Oh, boy, there you go.
The Devastator.
Devastator, yeah.
Jailbird.
Oh, Jailbird.
Overboard.
Okay.
The Black Pearl.
All right, the Black Pearl.
It's just a few of the... trucks expected at the lineup tonight.
And what do they do?
All weekend, actually. Well, I think they drive over each other.
All right.
They they drive over each other and other trucks, and they jump, and they
is this like maze. A figure eight thing, and then they jump over each other, and is that kind of a deal?
Not like the figure eight racing, but yeah, I think it's just I think they just do amazing things that big trucks can do.
All right.
Whatever is possible in a truck, they try to pull it off.
Okay, Monster Jam all weekend long downtown.
Yep.
All right.
Yep, all weekend. Friday night, again, the Drake Municipal Observatory will be hosting its lecture series again tonight. The Big Eyes Improve is the topic for the lecture.
The Big Eyes Improve.
I'm assuming by the Big Eyes they mean telescopes.
Ah, yes. So yeah, that was really an interesting thing to talk about last week. I mean, and this is at Waveland Golf Course.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful facility.
And yeah, it's neat.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dome. So if you've ever been to Waveland Golf Course and you're, you know, in between, I forget which fairways, but there's like a domed.
Right. You can see it from the highway.
Building that looks almost like a Masonic temple or something.
Or something.
And And, you know, it has the stone cut and.
It's very, very cool.
And actually has bulletproof glass because of the golf course. They think it's the only observatory maybe in the world that has bulletproof glass.
Well, you know, I mean, it is Iowa. Somebody could get upset at those stars and, you know, boom, boom.
Well, no, it's because it's on the golf course. So you have to, you know, it takes some hits from the golf balls.
Yeah. Takes a beating and keeps on ticking.
That's right. So it has to.
All right.
So anyway, they do a lecture series. This is, it's going on right now. It's online right now. Normally you would go to the observatory, have the lecture, then go upstairs onto the viewing deck and look into the great big sky. But for right now, they're just doing a lecture series online.
All right.
Yeah. So that'll be going on for the next 7 weeks or so also. If you have kids,
yes,
magic is in the air at the Des Moines Playhouse. The Velveteen Rabbit.
Oh, boy.
Starts tonight and goes through the next few weekends. When a child loves a toy, that toy becomes real to the child. But is there any magic that can make the toy truly real?
Ah.
The Velveteen Rabbit has been loved by generations.
Yeah, this is an old play. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very nice.
Did you ever read this, or you have any?
I'm sure I did. I can't remember. I'm sure
I just vaguely remember it. Yeah. I mix it up with the Easter Bunny
the bunny that lays eggs. I always find that's fascinating.
Do bunnies not lay eggs?
Well, colored ones. Yeah, apparently they do. Multicolored. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So the Velveteen Rabbit at the Des Moines Playhouse. Nice.
Books. Let's talk about books, baby.
Books.
The Des Moines Book Festival continues. I think this is the last weekend for it. So that's going on downtown at Capitol Square. It'll also be going on online. The featured author will be Taylor Jenkins Reid, author of Daisy Jones and the Six.
Huh?
No idea what that's about, but the title is Daisy Jones and the Six. I like the title. It's got a nice ring.
Daisy Jones and the Six. Interesting. Okay, so that's the book festival, and it's online as well as in person, yes?
Yep, that's right. All right. Capitol Square downtown.
Got it.
If you want to go down there, you can check it out online. There'll be deals going on this weekend in Adel. Adel Citywide Garage Sale.
Yeah, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I need more stuff.
Are you... Where do you fall in that realm? Are you a thrifter? Are you a deal finder? Or are you a minimalist?
Oh, no. There's nothing minimalist about this place.
Hey, how's that room doing down in your basement? What do you call it?
The Room of Doom?
Has that any progress been made in there over the last year?
Yes. Thank you for asking, because our granddaughter, Jovi, and my bride, I went in there about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Put the shelves up and the stuff that I was not able to do because there was only me. Mm-hmm. And, but they got that up and you can actually walk in the Room of Doom now. The shelving is up. Yeah. And there's stuff on the shelving. And yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I still can't find anything, but I mean, I know it's somewhere in there.
And so there is space available
for more stuff.
Fill.
Yeah. So I need to go to Adel.
Get out to Adel.
Yeah. Pick up more stuff. I need nothing. No more stuff.
Room of Doom.
That's it.
Holy bajoli.
Holy.
Yikes. Polar Plunge is going on this weekend at Lake Aquabi in Indianola. Polar Plunge. So at least it's not middle of the winter. I don't know why they're doing it now, but ready, set, freeze. It says plunge solo or with co-workers or alongside your friends and family. This cool event is a signature fundraiser for the Special Olympics.
Wow. The Polar Plunge in spring.
The water's still going to be pretty cold. Oh, it's not like it may well probably is in February. But
right.
You ever do anything like that?
No. I have an aversion to cold.
Really?
I've never. You know, I was born and raised in Michigan, okay? And my parents... They had a couple of businesses, and that was up in northern Michigan. And my father, Hol Shalom, he had a snowmobile franchise up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he had a snowmobile franchise in the year that it didn't snow. But, of course.
Of course.
Why not? But, you know, they used to get all kinds of snow, and it was just bitter cold. It wasn't in the Upper Peninsula. It was in the Lower Peninsula. But, you know, go up there, and it'd just be, oh, gosh. And of course, you know, in Detroit, it would snow a lot. And then I went to Kentucky when I was in broadcasting. Yeah. And, you know, we didn't have much but rain down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slowly started to move my way north again into Illinois and then Iowa. And here we are. So, I do not do cold very well at all. No. Mm-mm.
Well, it says it's brutal, but it's worth it.
Yeah, well, yeah. So the polar plunge would not be something that I would be taking part in. But, you know, it's a good
suit
fundraiser.
Yourself.
Yeah, right. I get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't they just cut a check? But I guess the idea is you dare people to cut checks to see you suffer
right
in the frigid water.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sadistic, masochistic adventure in Indianola. And so, yeah, kind of like that, what was it, Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Did you ever get roped into that?
Nope. Remember, what's the deal? What's the deal? No cold. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's the Michael Libby mantra.
Ain't doing it. Mm-mm. I'll write a check, but I ain't doing that.
So Monday, Patriots Day, remembering April 19th, 1775, battles at Lexington and Concord.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Are we getting our muskets and going out to Living History Farms and shooting each other? What's going on?
World is your oyster. You can do whatever you want.
Really?
Just pointing out that is Monday, in case you...
Patriots Day.
Hey, grab your telephone, you know, call somebody who served the country and tell them thank you.
Right, grab your musket.
Grab your musket. Yeah, you have a musket in that gloom of doom?
No, room of doom. Room of doom. we're not gloomy about it. We're just, it's roomy. No, but...
What is a musket? Like a shotgun?
No. It's a single shot, you know, flintlock deal. However, I do know friends that have muskets, and they're really you know, I think this whole Second Amendment thing that people talk about, they get all ratcheted up about, I just think what we should be doing is just give everybody a musket. I mean, you know, there you go. You're born, here's your musket. Done. Yeah.
Done and done.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to go shoot game, there you go. You got one shot. And it takes a minute to load it. You know, I mean, have you ever watched the movies where these, you know.
Yes. You can't help but. When I was a kid, there was a bunch of those going on at the same time, it seemed like, Civil War movies.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching them kind of march, and you're just like, man, if they had an Uzi.
Right?
If just one guy went back in time, just changed everything.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, you know, you march within 25, 30, 40 feet of each other and just blow away. I mean, what are you doing? Just stop
How
this.
Brutal.
Awful. Awful. But
I can't even imagine.
No, it's just awful. But yeah, muskets. Patriot Day. All right, Monday.
So, in case you haven't heard, Wednesday next week is Administrative Professionals Day, formerly Secretary's Day. So on Tuesday, you might want to plan for that if you have someone like that in your life and you want to celebrate.
Right. That's kind of a good thing. I mean, you know, now if we would only pay those people enough that they could live, that would be kind of cool as well.
Right.
But yeah, Administrative Person Day.
Professionals. That's right. Administrative Professionals Day. So I found a website that has every single known holiday on it. And
very
so I'm
nice.
Making notes. Yeah.
You know, I was fortunate enough at one point in my life to have several administrative assistants because we were operating a big company. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Sure.
And, you know, I got to tell you, those people were worth their weight in gold because you got so much going on. You got to have somebody to keep you straight and on task. And we were very generous with our pay structure because we realized that these people were actually the ones that kept the place running. You know, we just made decisions. They just pointed us in the right direction.
Right.
It was fabulous.
Amen.
Good people.
Wednesdays, if it's Wednesday, it's Smash Park. Trivia night. You want to know the category?
Yep.
Disney. Disney TV, to be more specific.
Disney TV. All right.
Not a strength of mine.
Yeah, me either, I don't think.
I'm getting better, though. We've started the Mickey and Minnie thing at my house.
So. Well, yeah, you know, I was a big fan of the Mouseketeers back in the day. And I remember that. But, you know, anyway, yeah.
Anyway, okay. She kills monsters.
All right, I like this one.
This is Thursday, a dive into the virtual world of Dungeons & Dragons from the comfort of your living room by watching Des Moines Young Artists Theater's production of She Kills Monsters.
Very nice. That's something to watch.
There's going to be homicidal fairies, nasty ogres, and 90s pop culture.
What?
And this heart-pounding homage to the geek and warrior within us all.
Wow.
That's some good hype right there.
That's some good hype. That's excellent.
Some good hype.
Yeah, the warrior with his install. I like that.
I like it. Last but not least, Drake Relays start Thursday.
Yep.
So.
All right. Drake Relays.
That'll be good.
The Blue Mile.
Drake Relays. Yeah, the Blue Oval.
Blue Oval, yeah, and, right.
Thursday's the high school events, I think, and then it goes into the college thing and the Olympic level stuff later. But
well, hopefully,
I haven't been down there in a long time. I don't know, since I was a kid, but
that's a big deal.
It's something.
Yeah, I think they're capping attendance at 25 or 50% or something like that.
Yeah, I think I read that. Yeah. I think I heard the high school portion sold out at least.
Yeah, right. Well, all right, it's Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right, City View Magazine is where you can find all of this stuff. If you don't subscribe, you should subscribe, or at least pick it up locally, or go online and read the online edition. City View Magazine, they know what to do on account of they is City View. All right, that's a wrap for this week. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chapa Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.